The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
All right, so the question that I began the last segment with, is it ever okay to be angry? And the answer is yes. In fact, the Bible says, be ye angry and sin not. And then it says, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Now, many of you are going to disagree with me on this, but you have every right to be wrong. Now, I'm kidding. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Here is what I believe that verse is saying. I could be wrong. I believe it is saying we are to be angry with sin. Be ye angry and sin not. There are things in our world that should make us angry and sin. We are to be angry with sin, and we are never to let the sun go down upon that wrath. I don't believe it means don't ever go to bed angry. That's the way it is almost always interpreted, and it's given to couples. Don't ever go to bed angry. Well, I don't think it's a good idea to go to bed angry, but I don't think that's what that verse is saying. In fact, it's saying the opposite. Be ye angry. You better be angry and sin not, and don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. Don't let your wrath go away, your anger. Continually be angry at sin. That's what I believe that means. Now, back to Jesus. Was Jesus ever angry? Yes. Who was he angry at? The sinners of his day? No. The politicians of his day? No. Were they worthy of anger? Oh, yeah, they were about as corrupt as can be. Evil, pagan, idolatrous. We don't ever find Jesus angry at them. So, who did Jesus get angry at? The religious leaders of his day. Am I right? Anybody want to disagree? In fact, he was pretty tough on them. He said, you are of your father, the devil. Who is he talking to? The big-time religious leaders, the church leaders of his day. You are of your father, the devil. You're a bunch of snakes and vipers. Yeah. You're like a whited sepulcher filled with dead men's bones. That's why if you read through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, quickly, you will very quickly move to those times when Jesus really did get angry. He was tough. He had some really angry things to say. Not at the sinners, not at the adulterers, not at the politicians. In other words, not at the people we are usually angry at. And not fellow believers. No. He got angry at the religious leaders of his day because they were leading people astray spiritually. They were the people that should have known better. They were the ones that had the word of God and abused it and misinterpreted it and put the traditions of men above the inspiration of Scripture. Those are the people that Jesus got angry at. And that's why I have taken through all of these years such a firm stand on the religious people that pervert Scripture. That's why I am so rough on liberal theologians and liberal churches. They are the same kind of people that Jesus grew angry with. But Bob, that sows disunity in the body of Christ. Most of those people are not in the body of Christ. They have denied the authority of Scripture. They have denied biblical doctrine. They have denied the sovereignty of God. They have denied the exclusivity of Christ. They preach a universalism that is rank heresy, that somehow, some way, everybody's going to get to heaven because God is loving and God would never condemn anybody to hell. So everybody is sooner or later going to make it to heaven. That would be called damnable heresy. And by the way, that is a biblical term. Those are the people that Jesus got angry with. That's why when I was pastoring, sometimes I was a problem in the community because all of these ministerial associations wanted me to join. This ministerial association, that ministerial association, that pastor's group, and they wanted me to sit at a table and play nicey-nice with pastors who were denying the Word of God on Sunday and telling their congregation that they could get to heaven by their good works rather than through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. They were literally sending people to hell and giving them false hope by saying, if you do good, if you do good works and keep all the rules and regulations of the church, then you're going to get to heaven. That's a lie. And it's a lie out of the pit of hell. You really want me to sit down and sing kumbaya with people who are denying the authority of Scripture? I'm sorry, couldn't do it. I believe in cooperation. I really do. People who love God and love His Word. I don't care about the denominational name over the door. I don't care about that. And we are seeing this leftward trend. And the whole thing that got me off on this little tantrum is someone sent this to me. KC Queer, Kansas City Queer. It's an organization of LGBTQIA+. And the article is KC Queer. Read our updated list of LGBTQ-friendly churches and temples in Kansas City. It's 14 pages long. And in order for you to be listed in KC Queer, not only are you accepting, you know, you can't just say everybody is welcome here. You have to affirm all lifestyles. Quote, a church may welcome all people, but may not affirm all lifestyles. You must permit members of the LGBTQ community into all leadership positions, and you must officially sanction and officiate same-sex marriages. If not, you can't be listed in KC Queer as an LGBTQIA+ friendly church. And I've got 14 pages of churches just in the Kansas City area that are LGBTQIA+ affirming. Community churches, Christian churches, Spirit of Hope Metropolitan Community Church, Baptist churches, Methodist churches, Lutheran churches, non-denominational churches, 14 pages of apostate churches in Kansas City alone. Churches that have sold their soul. This is why these statistics that I read to you earlier in the program, in the last 20 years, the attendance at mainline Protestant denominational churches have dropped in half. One half decline in just 20 years. And is continuing to go down because they're disobeying God. These are the kinds of religious leaders that Jesus got angry with. Yeah, so often our anger is misplaced. Think about it.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, we will move on to a different topic here. But just remember, it is okay to be angry. Jesus was. But read through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and find out who Jesus was angry with. I'm just throwing that out there. The hypocrisy on the left is just so deep. Listen to this headline. Biden administration is expected to move to cut nicotine in cigarettes. Yes, the Biden administration is concerned about your health. And we all know that smoking is unhealthy. And by the way, it is. Nobody in their right mind would disagree with that. Of course, smoking is unhealthy. So here's the story. And I quote. This is from the Washington Post from yesterday. The Biden administration is expected as soon as Tuesday, that would have been yesterday, to announce it intends to issue a rule requiring tobacco companies to reduce nicotine levels in cigarettes sold in the United States to minimally or non-addictive levels, according to an individual familiar with the situation. The effort, if successful, could have an unprecedented effect in slashing smoking-related deaths and threaten a politically powerful industry. The initiative is expected to be unveiled as part of the administration's unified agenda. A compilation of planned federal regulatory actions released twice a year, according to the individual with knowledge who spoke on the condition of anonymity because they did not have authorization to discuss the issue. The policy would fit with a major goal of the White House to cut cancer deaths. As part of the White House's retooled cancer moonshot announced this year, President Biden promised to reduce cancer death rates by 50% over 25 years. Did you know that one man could do that? Yet one man could cure cancer. Only if you're Joe Biden, I guess. President Biden promised to reduce cancer death rates by 50% over the next 25 years. About 480,000 Americans die of smoking-related causes each year, and tobacco use remains the number one cause of preventable death in the United States. Okay, I'm not for more government rules and regulations. If you keep people from smoking, they'll do something else. I hate smoking, hate cigarette smoke, gives me a headache. Always has. I don't know. Maybe I'm allergic to it. I don't know. But I hate cigarette smoke. Despise it. Hate it. Fortunately, neither my parents, nobody in my home. Anyway, I hate smoking. So I'm not an advocate for smoking. But I am an advocate for freedom and liberty and common sense. Now, here's where the hypocrisy comes in. If you look at an individual, let's take an individual male. Let's be more specific. An African-American male. You have one who is homosexual. You have another who is a smoker. Same age, same basically health. You got one that's a black homosexual. You have one that's a black smoker. Which of those individuals is facing the greatest danger of early death? The homosexual. That's true. And as I say constantly, check it out for yourself. Black, male, homosexuals, one half of them, 50%, one half will contract HIV. Check it out. Check out the CDC, Centers for Disease Control. One half. Now, is smoking a dangerous lifestyle? Yes. Will smoking cut your life short? Yes. Most people believe that smoking for a male will probably cut your life short by 10 years. The statistics show that if you're a homosexual male, your life will be cut short by 20 years. Now, are as many homosexual males dying as males who smoke? No, because there are far, 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 far more males who smoke than males who are homosexual. So the numbers are a little misleading. But if you look at the percentages, the homosexual lifestyle is more dangerous than smoking. And you have the White House embracing same-sex marriage, same-sex relationships, gay pride, embracing it, celebrating it, and trying to keep people from smoking. Now, there's something terribly, terribly wrong with that picture. Terribly wrong. All right, folks, have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.